Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah!
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who? Let me start this thing off.
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Well, it's Stromer's birthday, and we celebrate by devastating him with the price of OSB versus CDX.
And also,
Gate.
Again, comes up, a seasoned professional gate and deck builder. Kind of served me my lunch, didn't he?
Some clarity on Gate. We'll talk load bearing, and we get into some scuppers and gutters and leader heads. It's all hot. First, I'll tell you about JB Weld, y'all. DIYers and pros have trusted JB Weld for 50 years plus. Projects, big and small, home or garage. Use the world's strongest bond. Like Stromer over there used it on his tray to fix his tile tray. Got to be watertight, by the way. I fixed Sonny's shoes with the JB Weld. Now, we didn't use the same JB Weld product.
No, there's so many different types. It's amazing how many.
That's right. So automotive, crafts, plumbing, marine, and more. Use JB Weld on metal, wood, plastics, glass, just about anything you need to be bonded together. JB Weld just acquired Herculiner, by the way, the original DIY truck bed liner.
Oh, good to know.
So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered as well. Right, Matt?
JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the church. Welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla. That's birthday boy, Eric Stromer over there.
Yes. You know what? I woke up. I had a feeling like, wow, this could be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just has, you know, it's like your mental mindset. If you start out okay, things actually start to work out for you. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a good lesson.
What'd you do today?
Well, so far I had I dropped my daughter off at school, went to check on the job. The boys gave me some birthday pupusas, which they love the pupusa. Salvadorian.
It's a Mexican hot pocket. as far as I know.
Con queso.
Yeah.
So that was lovely. And then I'm going to get a delightful haircut today, and I understand you are too.
Next
time we see each other, we're going to be bringing some high men's fashion.
Yeah, I'm going to the Supercuts in Burbank.
Yeah.
The super prestigious.
I'm going back to my guy I haven't seen in a while because, you know, everything was shut down. So you might see some fancy hairdo next time.
Here's how prestigious the Burbank Supercuts is. Yeah. I told Matt 14 minutes ago, get me an appointment at 2:30, and he's like, okay.
And it came right in.
Came right in.
No problem.
No waiting over there.
Hell yeah.
I do love the last time I was at the Burbank Supercuts, the chick was wiping down the seats that had the tape over them, like, well, people are still sitting here. No signs whatsoever.
None.
Just
for the touching
just
stuff.
Just make everyone go through the same retarded rituals over and over. I'm like, why are you wiping the shit down? It's like,
there was a time.
That's the policy. And I'm like, just fucking say you did it then. Just like, don't do it.
There was an embarrassing time where I actually had a Hudson sprayer with alcohol in it. Mm-hmm. And the groceries were delivered, and I had them out there, and I sprayed them.
Oh,
I mean, Stromer. Come on.
Yeah, look
what
at you.
The hell happened?
You bought into it.
I bought in.
You bought in,
I bought
man.
In, man. I know it.
I now realize that almost everything is nonsense, and I think I buy into nothing.
I agree.
Yeah, so I agree. All the wiping. And by the way, when I go there 2:30 today, they're still going to have the seats taped off, and they're still going to be wiping shit down because that's the way it rolls.
That's the way it rolls.
You see people outdoors vaccinated wearing masks. That's where
it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right.
Anyway, it's a good day. Now, can I just bring something up before we proceed?
Mm-hmm.
Every single item that I have to buy is now up 200 to 300%. There was a sign on the my place where I get cabinet doors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the company Dries will be a price increase May 4th, right? So it's like every aspect between, you know, hinges, screws, plywood, 2x4s. Somebody did a tweet of a really funny thing about the price of, you know, stuff going up really high. But yeah, do you think that all the corporations are just piling on now? Do you know what I mean?
So I don't know if it's shipping. I don't know if it's the Panama Canal. I don't know if the Suez Canal. Like, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe Gary can cruise the internet.
I mean, it feels really OPEC-ish, doesn't it? Like, everyone's just in a consortium and they're just going, you know what? Let's all raise everything up 200% just because everyone else is.
Plywood out here is just made in the north, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just made, I don't know where warehouse.
Yeah, they're up in, weren't they Oregon or something, or Washington?
You're pointing towards San Diego.
Sorry.
But anyway, I don't like that.
But you know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah, you're pointing toward Irvine.
You know what? It's so dreamy in here. It's like Vegas. There's no windows. You lose your all sense of time and space.
So they're up there in the Pacific Northwest, right?
And you just drive down a road with a flatbed, don't you?
I guess. So I don't know why plywood has gone from, you know, $37 a sheet.
To 100.
Plywood is up 90.3% from a year ago. And lumber prices are up because of typical seasonal demand, and costs for plywood and related items have skyrocketed about 2.5 times. Well, that's contradictory. 90% and 2.5 times
is
weird, but that's what it says here.
Right. So we know it's up. I guess the question is maybe just with plywood. Why is plywood up 90%?
I'll keep looking, but this article says seasonal demand.
And when was
Hold on, ever a thing? That's not a thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, it isn't a thing. It's bullshit.
There's not a seasonal plywood demand.
It's December. Better buy your plywood. It's cheap. You know, it's like, come on. When did that happen?
It says that this other article I'm now reading is attributing it to low interest rates are playing into it, saying demand for housing and giving builders more work.
You know, when everyone was hoarding toilet paper, we should have been hoarding plywood.
Right.
I mean, we could have pulled up in a stake bed to the Home Depot, bought some CDX, good one side for $40 a pop.
Triple the price.
And then I'd just be selling that shit out of the back of the car now.
Me and you at an overpass, like off a freeway ramp, you know, instead of doing the homeless, like here's a sheet of plywood.
You know what I would do? I'd pull on to Las Virgenes, and I'd pull up next to the guy selling the cut-up pineapple and the bonsai trees.
That's right.
And go, hey, man.
And the seasonal strawberries.
You got some room here?
Yeah, room. How about I make a table for the bonsai with the plywood?
And then I'll give you a cut. Anyone who bought a bonsai tree is like, I bet you're going to need a deck to put that on.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I got 9 sheets of ply for you. $5,000.
I thought maybe it also had something to do with all the trials and the cops.
Hurricane season. Great. I understand seasonal work. You know, guys know that they're going to be hired to put plywood over windows.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of civil unrest, obviously that could be an issue too. But seasonal, I know that the hurricane thing is an issue.
Hey,
but
Gary.
But that's Florida, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You probably know this off the top of your head, but how much has OSB gone up? Because my feeling is if I'm boarding up a liquor store or a Foot Locker, I'd save a few bucks and go with the OSB.
Well, yeah, because you can't get a Molotov cocktail through OSB.
No.
You could ram through it with a fallen parking meter.
OSB
so
is
maybe
up.
Maybe oh. You'd want to get the ply.
OSB is up 152%.
Oh, well, forget about buying OSB.
Oh, so
people.
OSB is higher than plywood?
Correct.
Why is that?
And it's also higher than lumber used for framing, which is up 46% to 65%.
So they are doing the, oh my God, they might break some windows. Let's do.
Here's my OSB thought.
Yeah.
And by the way, you don't hear this kind of hot talk on other podcasts.
How could you?
You couldn't.
Who has this kind of info? Or
maybe
insight?
Pod Save America, but that'd be about it.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
That's right. Well, that's one of the greats.
Right. All right. Here's my OSB.
Yeah.
And now we have to figure out what a sheet of half-inch OSB at Home Depot versus half-inch CDX ply is. But yeah. Plywood was always more than OSB.
It always was, yeah.
And you could use OSB for shear walls or boarding up a liquor store, you know, pretty much anything you use plywood for.
Right.
It was just a cheaper version.
Right.
Plywood, they had the subflooring OSB, inch and an eighth, I think, whatever.
Yeah.
And they had ply. Point is this, since OSB was cheaper, ply's gone up 90%, and so everyone went, fuck it, we'll get OSB, and OSB has gone up to, if OSB goes up 150%, it's probably about the same price as plywood now.
Correct.
Because ply was more.
Yes.
So
they're gouging, and they're universally gouging. Supply and demand, everyone wants it. They think it's cheaper. We're going to raise the price. Now we're fine.
Gary is put numbers on my screen that don't make sense to me.
That's what? Straight out of the article. We're looking at the Home Depot website now to try to get straight numbers from there.
What did it say?
It says OSB went from 170 a year ago to 428 currently, but that's a pallet or that's something. It's not a
it's
sheet.
It's traditionally been in the 50s.
Not a sheet of a half-inch OSB.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Scott, 35, from Northern California. Scott?
Yes.
Hi, Guy.
What's happening?
Yeah, man. You want to remove a wall?
I already removed the wall. And so my contractor buddy said, oh, it's a Fink truss. You should be fine. It's a 26-foot span.
Mm-hmm.
And the way
wall,
it was framed, it was only framed with 2x4s just sitting on the subfloor, so it didn't look like it had, you know, any weight on it. But now I'm a little leery. I live in snow country, so I'm worried if we get a bunch of snow that
all right.
is the issue.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. Did you remove 26-foot of wall?
No, the 20-foot is the long span. I did. It's the center wall that was between my living room and my kitchen. So maybe
yeah,
a 20-foot
well, I removed a wall between my living room and my kitchen.
And what kind of roof is it shape-wise? Is it like a peaked roof or flat roof? What is it?
Kidney bean.
It's peaked. So it has a Fink truss, and it's not super steep, but... Yeah.
All right. A couple things. So is it vaulted in the living room?
No.
Okay, so let me answer a few things. You saying that the wall you removed with just 2x4s does not make it non-bearing or bearing. You know what I mean? You're not going to know whether it's bearing or not.
You have to see if the load goes from the floor all the way to the roof through the attic, right? So if you go up into the attic and look where the wall used to span through the attic and there's no posts coming from the joists up to the ridge beam, then probably it's not an issue. Right?
Well,
does that
all
make
right.
sense?
Yeah. I mean, first things first, the size of the wall that you removed is neither here nor
doesn't
there.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
They would frame a bearing wall and a non-bearing wall out of 2x4s.
Correct.
What year's the house?
It was 81.
Okay. So it's nothing's going to change in terms of what you removed. Now, obviously, if you remove something with a header, that would be a little bit of a telltale sign in terms
of
bearing.
Or if joists are crossing themselves, right, and they're nailed together, and that was a point where two joists intersected and sat on the wall.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Well, also, you haven't been crushed.
You're not dead yet.
Are you dead?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So nothing happened when you removed the wall.
Well, now when my kids run around and my dogs run around, my house seems to squeak a little more, and, you know, it seems to have loosened up a little bit.
Well, you got to get rid of the kids and the dog.
Yeah, kids are too loud.
Yeah, and the dog.
Dog's no good.
So I kind of need to see a picture of this, but when you get up, can you get up in the attic?
Yeah.
And are there, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're spanning joists through the ceiling, right? And it goes the span of the width of the home.
Yeah, I mean, you can see, do the joists end where the wall was?
Yes, exactly.
No, it spans the full 26 feet from edge of my building to the other edge. It's
right.
A full truss cross.
All right.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a problem.
Then I don't think it's a problem, yeah. But I would like to see a few pictures if we could.
And I would like to know if your friend knows what he's talking about, or was he just like, yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Well, right. He's a contractor. He had been drinking Coors Light, but yeah, I have some up on my Twitter. I could get some pictures for you there.
Yeah, Trigging
Tim.
Get them to Gary or Matt or
just
something.
Tell me your Twitter handle. I'll pull it up for the guys.
Trigging Tim. TREEGAN.
We'll look for it, Scott. Thanks.
In the meantime, get crash helmets for the kids when they're running around, just in case stuff falls.
Here's a hot news flash.
What?
Her Home Depot website, half-inch ply, 4x8, plywood, $52.
Yeah.
OSB, $58.
Come on.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? What is that justification? What is that?
I'm equally as appalled.
That's appalling.
It's a travesty.
It used to be like the dog shit plywood. Like, well, I guess we'll get OSB, right?
OSB traditionally was
oscillating strand board. Isn't that what is it? Is it not oscillating?
No, it's oriented.
Oriented strand board.
Right. Yeah. OSB was traditionally 25% to 30% cheaper.
Right.
In my world, if a sheet of ply was 50, a sheet of OSB was 37.50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so
now,
you always were like, yeah, we can just get OSB.
Now it is more.
That's so bad. See, that's like the guys that make up oil prices. It's the same thing.
OPEC. How much is a sheet of 3/4 ply?
Oh, that's going to be close to 90. But
you want me working
bucks.
On that or this guy's question?
Work on that guy's question. Let me tell you about 1-800-Flowers.com. Attention, last-minute Mother's Day shoppers. There's still time to be mom's favorite, but you have to hurry. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has you covered with amazing deals on Mother's Day gifts, from bouquets and plants to gourmet treats. I'd recommend a bouquet myself. They sent one over here. I've had it in the water. It's been like 2 weeks now, still going strong and beautiful. Whether it's roses, lilies, or daisies, all blooms from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and available for same-day delivery to ensure freshness. This is your last chance to lock in an amazing Mother's Day deal. So order today. Only good while supplies last, right, Matt?
Remember, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th, so take care of all your gifting needs with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order last-minute Mother's Day bouquets, arrangements, and gifts, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code ACE. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code ACE.
All right, so Gary's going to see if we can figure that.
We're looking for pictures of, like, his ceiling, right?
I guess.
I saw he tweeted a lot of pictures of like the new floor he installed after he took the wall down, but I'm still looking to see if the ceiling ones are there. He tweets quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think as a general rule, if you're going to just pull walls out, you really should kind of know what the hell you're doing.
Hold on. I'm going to write
don't
this
just
down.
Pull, don't, you know, like even if it's bring in an engineer just sort of as a you know a day rate guy for an hour or something. How much can I pay you to look in my attic and tell me if I can do this? Just do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure.
How's your wall of sound going?
Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Speaking of which, the drywall quiet rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah.
To your point. Like
yeah.
I used to just do two layers of 5/8. Now that stuff to me is unbelievable. It's so heavy though that I had to buy a drywall lift just to get stuff on the ceiling because the guys were like quivering trying to hold this thing up in the air, right? But man, does it work. Really nice.
Here's another thing to add to Gary's pile of stuff he doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
I wonder if the burn rating for the quiet rock is different than 5/8.
Oh, that's interesting. I bet it is because it's thicker. Thicker, and there's that thing in the center that we talked about,
that
whatever
membrane.
It is, membrane or something.
It's kind of interesting how they would – what would it be the equivalent to, you know?
I bet it's a lot slower burn.
Well, it made me think of you talking about doubling up the 5/8
because
you double up the 5/8 on the lid of your garage for burn rating because you have internal combustion engine
in there. Right.
Although, once we switch to electric cars.
Who needs it?
Are
you going to do it? Are you going there someday?
Oh, for you, Stromer?
Yeah.
The new F-150 electric?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you been in it?
No, but you can run. It's got a generator on it.
It does.
And you could go out in the woods and build a full-blown cabin and be running an air compressor and be running a radial arm saw. I mean, you can.
Is it a generator or does it just have a 220 where you can jack into the battery of the car?
I'm sorry. Yeah. What you can do is you can jack into the back of the car and then recharge it, I guess, when you start. The engine?
When you get home and plug back in. There is no engine. It's just
you're
sacrificing miles of range in order to power your tools and stuff.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
Man.
But you can run shit and you could charge battery, you know, your tool batteries off it and stuff.
Right.
Like it is kind of for the first time you could go out into the woods and build yourself a cabin.
Right. Right. Now, what about the Rivian and the...
And the Tesla. They're all going to have
Do you like those?
They're all going to have
The
this.
Tesla looks a little like, hey, I'm RoboCop.
Yeah. Also, I need the hurricane-proof glass.
Yeah,
I can't
have
that ball bearing busting my glass out. Because I like to park my car next to Little League fields.
Yeah.
And I don't need that kind of trouble with the foul balls.
God, no, you don't.
So we're looking at this guy's kitchen now, and we're looking at the ceiling.
No, wait, that's a soffit.
It's got a soffit. Yeah.
Is that where the wall was? Oh, the wall. Oh, what's holding up the soffit now?
I don't know. Soffits hold themselves up.
But it's just hanging off of
the 2x4 joist or something. I will.
That's a concern a little because there's no other side of the soffit supporting it.
I will say that 28 feet or whatever, 26 feet, whatever the span is for the joist.
Yeah.
So there's two ways a wall can be bearing. One way is to have the joist end on top of the wall.
Right.
And the other way is to have a joist, you know, probably a 2x6 that ain't meant to span 26 feet.
No.
So you pick up the load in the middle.
Correct.
Even though it's unbroken.
Right.
But you take that, what I'm guessing is not a 2x12 joist, but more of a 2x6 joist.
Yeah.
You span it 26 feet. It is bound to sag
at some point. But listen, to me, he should demo out the soffit and just take the ceiling height up. And then that thing won't fall someday because that is just flopping around.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. We got questions, Matty Matt.
Yes, we do. Please email us your video and email questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And you can go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the videos or look at the pictures. And please send us stuff because we definitely could use it. Now we got a video question from Ian in Chicago.
Stromer, Ian in Chicago. This is a townhouse. This is a rooftop deck. That's my neighbor over there, neighbor over here. What we're looking at doing, see, they both got the extensions on their decks. We opted not to get that, so what we're thinking about doing is rolling out some artificial turf out here. Two questions. One, do you think I'm going to need a rail over there? And two, about cutting this railing down. So that's where it is. I would just like to get rid of that rail there. My question is for these little bracket guys. I can unbolt these and take them apart. I want to know what I need to do underneath here. Can I cut these things? I mean, they're pretty sturdy steel. Do I need to pull them out? Are they important for anything besides these railings? That's it. And anything else am I not thinking of? Is artificial turf a good idea up here? Do I need to attach it to the roof any kind of way? Or can I just put a little potted plant on it and call it a day? I probably don't want to puncture this plastic stuff, but again, I don't know.
Roof membrane.
Thanks for the advice.
All right. I have thoughts.
Yeah, me too. Go ahead.
First off, he's got a 4x4 post with the railing, comes up 36 inches, and has a post holder holding it up that is somehow attached to the roof.
Right.
Obviously, you can unbolt it. You can remove the 4x4. Then you got to...
But wait, the 4x4 goes below and sits on piers, I'm sure.
It sits on the pad that comes with the post holder, the riser.
You think it's not on a little pier?
Oh, who knows? It's academic.
All right.
You want to get the ears down lower than the deck.
Right.
Show me that one more time where he wanted to focus on the nut sack there, nuts and bolts. All right. So here's a couple of thoughts. If I'm going to cut some metal ears off that are 3/16 thick or an 1/8 inch thick, I'm going to use a thin wheel every time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use a sawzall.
Right.
Or a hacksaw or whatever. I'm using a wheel.
You could use a multi-tool also if you wanted to sit flat with the, you know how the blade comes down?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you wouldn't gouge the deck.
Right.
And you could get it lower.
But I'm looking at replacing that last plank anyway because it's
You are?
Well, it's got a big square hole cut.
Yeah, okay.
So that last plank's got to go. And I would replace it because you've cut out, there's a bunch of holes in it for the square post to go through it. So I would see how much room there's. It looks like it's 2x6 on its edge. There's probably some room underneath it to get a multi-tool or a 4-inch cutting wheel out under that thing.
Yeah.
I would remove the post. I would remove the last plank. And then I would get into cutting it.
Well, yes. Now, keep in mind there's going to be the...
Or pull the bolt out and remove it if you want, but I don't know what the bolt's doing. Going through the roof.
There's an apron in the front, which is the framing of the edge of the deck, right? So mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult to get under there to cut it directly at the...
Well, you're going to have to pop the apron is sort of what I'm saying.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now, the other thing to do, though, is to leave it and just shear it off. So cut the metal either with a multi-tool or a wheel. Take it off and unbolt it.
Cut it
take the
wheel.
Metal off and then get a sawzall blade and maybe put, you know, a piece of rigid cardboard down on the wood so that it's not hacking into the wood as you go flat to the deck itself and just cut the post off and then leave the end grain and that's the surface so you don't have to mess around with removing the deck board.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then just put some kind of a sealer on the end grain so that doesn't rot out at some point, right?
Yeah.
That's the easy way if he doesn't want to disassemble it. Right?
You would have to get a really clean cut on that thing.
Which you could if you, because he could be on the outside.
You have to be on the outside.
And be completely
you'd have
flat.
To have a long blade.
Even a piece of, like a, you know, 1/8 inch millimeter, whatever, what is it called? A masonite, like just something like that on top of it.
Mm.
Right? So it doesn't hack into it.
Yeah. I personally, I would get down, cut it low with a wheel.
Yeah.
Angle the wheel down, get rid of the metal altogether, and then just take a back draw saw, like a finish saw, and just lay it flat and just hand.
You know, like one flat. Of those, yeah, like the Hori Hori or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, banjo
with a flexible
saw or
blade.
Something.
Yeah, that's a good
even
idea.
Even a little stiffer.
Yeah.
I'd get a flat
like
finish
the under,
saw.
Like undercut saws for
yeah.
trim. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Might try something like that. But, so there's some things you could do.
I'm not crazy about the AstroTurf in Chicago.
Me neither.
With snow, rain, melting, and then potentially leaving a wet, you know, it's always going to be wet, always, 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 until the height of summer.
Mm.
And that could sort of ultimately wear the roof out and down with moisture constantly living there.
Mildew.
I think that's maybe a mistake, and I don't know why you just wouldn't make a deck. It's better.
I'm right ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't like the AstroTurf notion either.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. I don't know how you're going to
fasten
it down.
Remember that system you talked about that was modular for rooftop decks?
Oh, yes, I do.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking,
if you don't
too.
Want to do a whole thing, you can just buy that in modular land and lay it out.
They make 2x2 squares.
What was the name of it? Do we remember? You would know.
It's like a deck roofing system. I don't remember what the company's called, but they make little piers, which are little pads.
That can be level.
And they're adjustable.
Yeah.
And so you use that system. Now, I don't know how much it is. I guarantee it ain't free. But you have a small area to do.
Why don't we just cut an opening in the railing and leave the posts and just have it step down like a door, like a 36-inch wide interruption in the existing railing, so it's an opening to walk down onto the new surface.
One of the companies that does this is called Tile Tech Paver Systems.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now these, that's the paver variety. There's also the wood variety of it as well.
This place is called that, but they have a variety of products.
Yeah, I'm not down with leaving the post. I say surgically get as much of that post out of there as possible. Unbolt it, pull it out, go pull the apron off, pull the last plank off with all the holes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get as much of it, much of the holder down below the surface as you can. Replace the last board, but don't replace the apron. Take the new system, level it up to the existing, and move forward from that.
There is one caveat. If the apron is framing and you can't take it off,
you need it structurally.
Yes.
Could be. Have to look
into
it.
So you have to examine that.
Have to examine that. Yeah. All right, do your business.
You know what? JB Weld is a proud sponsor of Ace on the House, the epoxy adhesive brand used by both pros and experienced DIYers. You know, I actually plugged a pot, ceramic pot, with the JB Weld.
Use
waterproof,
it all the
time. Never cracked again, right? Trusted for 50 years, available at jbweld.com and retailers everywhere, including Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more.
You did your tile cutting tray, is memory
yeah,
serves
I sure did.
With your
you
JB
bet.
Weld.
Yeah, several times and several different tile saw trays. By the way, I may have just given up and retired tiling forever.
No.
Well, I found a guy that, you know,
I saw him talking about it on TMZ last night, but I was like, no way.
No, I know. They were chasing me at the airport. Mr. Stromer, any thoughts on the retiring from tiling?
Yeah.
And I said, back off. And then I got in my limo. But anyway, I found a guy that's so good, it puts me to shame and I might have to walk away forever. I'm embarrassed.
Wow.
Embarrassed.
And you're a hell of a tile slinger.
Sir.
So if that puts you to shame.
One of the big guns in the exciting industry.
Fast pace. Large format, medium
it's
format.
It's all changing every day. It's so amazing. It's like when talkies came in.
Yeah.
That's how it's changing.
That's right. You're silent film star, Stromer. Joel, 34, Oregon.
Hey, get it on. Happy birthday, Stromer.
Hey, man.
Hi, guy.
Thank you.
Gary, three-quarter inch sheet of CDX over at Home Depot just to drive Stromer and OSB to drive Stromer out of his mind. I'm going to ruin his birthday.
I don't even know what to do anymore with myself. Come on.
Joel?
I hate OSB. I never use OSB, by the way.
Yeah. That's all right in the subflooring department.
Like
all right.
Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a standard issue, two-car garage, thinking I'm going to either do an epoxy treatment to it or to the floor or to have it ground down and like smoothed out and then like seal it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any experience or words of wisdom on that?
Yes. Tons of experience. Because I've experienced everything and I share it all.
And you're riddled with wisdom.
I'm riddled. I'm burdened with it, actually. It's turning to a burden every time I see some idiot jogging with their mask on.
That's right. Like, oh,
God. I'm going to kill myself. So, Joel, if you want to grind it, you want to grind it and you want to bring out the aggregate in it. Is that what you're saying, to kind of give the terrazzo look?
Yeah.
So those of you who sort of want to know what I'm talking about here, Matt, you know when you're walking Shotzi at night?
I think so.
And you have those curbs, you have the sidewalk that's like popped up, you know, could be a tripping hazard.
Definitely done that before.
In the neighborhood. So the city will come and like grind it down sometimes. So they'll grind down. And so if you see those parts of the sidewalk that the city kind of ground down to kind of mitigate the tripping hazard, you'll see it looks much different than the other parts of the sidewalk. And that's because you're seeing the aggregate. You're seeing the rocks in it. And then if you're ever walking Shotzi and you see – is it Shotzi?
Taco.
Shipman?
Shotzi, that's Marge Schottenheimer's dog, St. Bernard. She's a racist. Anyway.
I thought walking Shotzi was like taking a walk after you had a couple shots, you know, a little loose.
Yeah, a couple of gin, slow gin fizzes.
That's right. That's
breakfast of champions,
man. That's not a walk. That's a stagger.
I thought Matt was nuts with that shit until I got onto like Party Island with a bunch of guys from the Moose Lodge. And they were serving that shit up for breakfast. Like, and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Gin fizz for the win.
Felt like I was being, you know, it felt like I stepped out of a warm shower and Mama just put a bathrobe around me.
Come to us.
That's what that fucking felt like at 9:45 in the morning. I was like, oh, this is awesome
stuff.
Warm embrace of mom in a beautiful, lush bathrobe.
That's right. What could be worse?
Not that
better.
I ever had that. But no. Anyway, so then when you're walking Shotzi and you see that the sprinklers are on and that ground down part with the aggregate on it is now wet, and you kind of look at it and you go, oh, that kind of looks cool. Like that's a good look.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can take your garage floor, you can grind it down, you can get to the aggregate, and then you can clear coat it.
Yeah, it's almost like exposing wood grain, but in concrete.
Yeah, and it has a good look.
It does. And they actually have multitudes of wheels that literally just grind the surface of it's like a polishing wheel.
Right, but that's a big machine, and that ain't cheap,
no.
And that's work.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then there's the epoxy, which is a hell of a lot easier and a lot cheaper.
But you can rent the floor polishers with the wheels.
And you're going to have to get an edger, too.
And an edger, and then you got to wear a respirator because a shit ton of dust, and it's not so good for you. So it is a lot of work. It's a two-day job of just grinding the concrete.
Joel?
I'll sub that out.
Yeah, better.
Look, it's a good look. You still have to finish it with a clear coat. And it's still going to be a two-part clear coat.
That's right.
I would imagine. So it's going to be an epoxy anyway. Now,
make sure if you have the guys come and polish it, make sure you cover your vents and all your filtration scenarios. If your HVAC system is in that garage, don't let that dust get in your life, in the world of your interior.
Super key. Yeah, I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's that. And then there's the epoxy part, which is a lot easier. And then there's the part where you paint it with garage floor paint and then clear coat it.
The epoxy is really cool. Don't you think that's the best of the three choices in terms of just ease and durability and the look of it?
Bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Bang for your buck, for sure. But if you really want a good look with the epoxy, I think, and you're gonna have to research this a little, but paint the garage floor.
Yeah.
Don't epoxy it. Paint it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then do a two-part thick clear coat over it and give it some depth.
Give it some depth. All right.
That's like the great, you know, artists with their Damar varnish after they've completed their nude portrait of Matt Fondelier.
That's
laying
right.
Face down
walking
with Shotzi.
And then also, and if you want to do a border or whatever, you know, knock yourself out.
Yeah, man.
All right, see, wants to let Adam know about potential traffic issues when it comes to Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, Appleton's a good place.
Oh,
by the way.
Gary's got the price for OSB and CDX, young Gary.
So hold on, let me take a tranquilizer. Go ahead.
What would you like first, sir?
Well, we know OSB is more now.
It's more, and it's making me angry.
Correct. So plywood's coming in at 66 and change, and OSB 74 and change.
Jesus Christ.
And as previously asked for, Quiet Rock is fire rated for like up to an hour.
Is 5/8 Quiet Rock, does it have the same burn rating as 5/8 drywall?
No, it's better.
Oh, it's better.
I think. I'm pretty sure from my understanding.
Yeah. All right. Keep looking because that's interesting to me.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Matt, 48, Wisconsin.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
So I thought I'd call in just to give you a heads up. Thought it might be some good information when you're flying in to Appleton on that May 7th date.
Mm-hmm.
There's a car show, car cruise that's going to be going on at the exact same time that originates at the airport and goes all the way downtown.
Mm. And
how do you get around it, for God's
sake? Is it a yearly thing?
It's only the second annual one. They started it last year during COVID just for something to do. It's a local guy started, and it's gotten super huge.
So it's a lot of restored cars and hot rods and cool cars, I guess?
Yep. Cool cars, rat rods, guys my age, midlife crisis cars, Mustangs, and all, the usual stuff.
And pots of boiling bratwurst, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
And it starts at the airport?
Yeah, the airport got redone recently, and there's a roundabout just near the airport, and everybody takes that roundabout and heads right back down and just keeps making a cruise loop all the way down. It's about 6 miles downtown.
And what's the criteria for the car being involved in this? Do you have to pass muster somehow?
No, there's just show up, and the turnout is huge. So it was going to be a super slow commute if you take the recommended route out of the airport, most likely down College Avenue.
So here's the downside, because, there'll be all these great cars, and then poor Adam will come in a rented, Chevy Impala with all these cool hot rods. You'll just be in some crappy wreck.
Or you could just stand down there and thumb a ride. I'm sure someone will pick you up and take you down.
Yeah.
It's when I want to roll in a tea bucket.
there's everything you can think of. There'll be Model A's and bro-dozers rolling coal and everything in between. So,
you know what a tea bucket is?
Is that Munster's car?
It's kind of Munster-y.
Yeah, right.
It's got the skinny 10-speed wheels in front,
right,
the big slicks in the back.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's the most ridiculous thing that ever. The only thing more ridiculous.
What's the origin of creating these kinds of cars?
Everyone's trying to piss their wife off.
Yeah, that's right.
The only thing more ridiculous than the tea bucket is the motorcycle trike with the 428 Cobra Jet V8, sitting right in the middle. That's the only thing more
prone
ridiculous.
To wheelies and
prone
and
to wheelies.
Coccyx fractures.
That's right. Or as your friend with the speech impediment with
coccyx.
By the way, Ace, looks like you got a good 2.5 hours between when you're landing and when your show starts. 5 minutes away. Normally.
So wait, Matt, is there a workaround?
What time do I land?
You guys land at 5. The show is at 7:30.
Oh, well, maybe by 5 it'll have gone through, right, Matt?
It starts at 5:30 and goes through 7:30 is what they have scheduled.
What the F?
How does he get around it?
Well, there's ways around it, but I was just saying that you might not want to take the recommended route through. I know you like to use Waze or Google Maps. Either one will probably send you straight down College Avenue.
Oh,
but you should probably take Highway 10 bypass or Prospect, which you'll see on your map also.
Okay.
To avoid that. Unless you want to be in the car show and just crawl along with everybody.
Yeah. I'm a snob, Matt. I'm going to be real with you. You know what I mean?
Tell like it is, man.
I keep it real, swinging the hammer, taking care of business.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the cars, I'm a snob.
No, you can't do it.
Guys with their 86 Mustang GT with rims on it or something, I don't qualify that as exciting in cars.
No.
Now, got some, you know, interesting Japanese stuff out there. I might be into it, but I don't think so.
Do you choose your rent-a-car before you take it?
No.
You just grab one and
go? Yeah, sometimes we grab a rent-a-car. Sometimes if we're going to another gig or something like that, we'll probably Uber.
Yeah.
And you coming to the gig, Matt?
Yeah, I'll be there at the 7:30 show.
Nice. All right, well, say hi.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
I have a drywall update for you.
All right, let's go.
If you're digging further into the forums, it appears that there is drywall that exists that is not fire rated, but almost everything you would find, unless you were looking for something that was not, almost everything is on par with a Quiet Rock at a 1 hour fire rating.
Yeah, it made sense when you said 1 hour. Most 5/8. The reason you have to use 5/8 instead of half inch is the burn rating, which is an hour. I wonder if drywall's gone. Drywall hasn't gone up.
It's all gone up.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, like fasteners, like Simpson stuff is up like crazy.
The articles I'm seeing says all construction material.
Unbelievable.
Is up.
You got to get back into modeling, son.
I got to do it. You know why?
You're forced to do it.
I can't do this anymore. I don't want to stand in the sweatshirt in front of the sweep and do poses, but I have to.
The dolphin shorts?
I got to do it.
You got to do it.
People need to see my colon again.
All right, let me tell you about Blinds Galore. First place to buy custom blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Do it all online. Family owned and run for 20 years plus. Covered over 2 million windows. 2 million. I have them at home. I have them in the studio. At home, I have the electronic ones.
Yeah, you do.
Charge them
up. Because you bring the sexy.
Bringing home the sexy. Yeah. And you can do it all. From your home, just take the measurements, and you can customize them online. See exactly what your blind or shade's going to look like on screen before you buy. Designer look without the designer price. Hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door, and created just for your windows. Even connect your shades to your smartphone or your Amazon Alexa. It's Blinds Galore, right, Matt?
That's right. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Visit BlindsGalore.com today to order up to 15 free samples and take up to 45% off everything. Just let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right. We've got a questionnaire from George. Oh, George from Cyprus just fell off.
I got a Twitter fence update, though, if you guys want
to. Oh,
You guys were talking a while ago about the diagonal brace.
Gate.
That's right. So we got a tweet from someone who is a deck and fence builder. They say, after repairing hundreds of gates, I can say with absolute certainty that gates which do not have a brace running from the lower hinge to the upper latch fail sooner, regardless of the fastener type.
Okay. Well, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Strummer.
All right. Gate.
And if you'd like, I can
Vindication.
Read another Twitter question if you'd like.
But wait.
Lost the caller.
All right, go.
Strummer, sir, did you have a rebuttal?
No. I was overwhelmed by my theme for Gate. I think it might have wings. Go ahead.
So here's a tweet from Mike in Phoenix. Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on gutters for houses in the Southwest? Not necessary or a good idea? And do you guys have gutters on your homes?
Yeah, gutters are always a good idea, even when you get a little bit of rainfall.
You want to shed your water away from your foundation, always, always, always. So, yes.
Yeah, and also there's that point, kind of depending on the shape of things. Yeah. But like when you're walking in your front door and it's raining and it's kind of all just cascading down in front of you.
That's no good.
No good. It's nice to have gutters.
It is.
Also, treat gutters like they're on the outside of your house and people can see them. You know, I think a lot of people go with cheap PVC, whatever,
It's part of the trim now.
Part of the trim.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Step it up. Get a decent looking gutter.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of copper gutters on my house.
Well, that's a whole nother level. That's beautiful. I love that look.
I was buying these like bronze leader heads.
Yeah.
You ever buy a leader head?
No.
You ever buy bronze leader? It's like they're cast,
and
the pipe would come down and come into them. And
beautiful.
There's stuff out there
that's
really nice.
And they patina and look really pretty after a while, right? Yeah, I love that.
I bought...
Was it like a Tudor vibe of house, or what was the look of it?
It was a Spanish house.
Oh.
And I bought... The gutter hangers were cast.
Wow.
As well. Not just stamped hanger, you know, Bonderized and then Chinese junk.
I hope to God you've driven by and someone did not paint those.
No.
Can you imagine?
No, you could not.
Yeah.
You could not. All right, Stromer, take care of your last
piece
of business.
Well, listen to me, folks. Question, do you own or do you rent your home? Well, sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? I'll tell you. Bundling policies with GEICO. Now, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing, too. Why? Well, because you already have so much to do around your home. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Visit geico.com.
All right. Let's see. Well, I told you it's going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Well, yeah. You got to be careful of that parade, that car parade.
It's going to get sold out.
Yeah.
If it isn't already, so check into that May 7th and 8th. And then we got May 22nd. We're doing Jam in the Van out here in Los Angeles, doing a live pod there. Going out to a Golden, Colorado, Stromer.
That's where you're
going to
get me the old Coors t-shirt.
That's right.
Coors.
That's June 18th, 19th. And then Anchorage.
Wow.
Alaska. Coots. We're going to be at July 3rd.
Bring back some pelts, won't you?
I want one of those pelts.
Yeah,
okay.
I want one of those.
Yeah, of the Yukon kind of
hat. It's like a furry fez with a tail.
You guys can go to amcroll.com if you want to check that out. And our Pluto TV channel has been changed. I think it's like 681 or something. You can go to Chassis when you go to Pluto and see what we got there. But I think the channel recently changed. So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, GEICO, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at GEICO. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.